It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The 2015 Pro Disc Golf World Championships are taking place in Pittsburgh this week. You may not know what disc golf is or that it's even a sport played by professionals. And you may be asking yourself if disc golf is even something you could consider a sport. Well, it is, and I'm joined now by phone by Matt Gregoire, who is media manager for the Professional Disc Golf Association, to get a primer on disc golf. Matt Gregoire, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, Paul, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So first, help me, help us all understand what exactly disc golf is.
Okay, so disc golf is a sport. So to answer that question, yes, it is a sport. It is based on the rules of traditional golf. A lot of times we refer to it as ball golf because we talk about disc golf so much. And a lot of people know it as frisbee golf as well. It's all the same thing. And you play on a golf course, so usually in public parks, which makes it very family-friendly and economic because you're not out paying green fees. But the courses are set up in various different ways, and you play, you know, each hole has a par. And the goal is to put a disc into one of our targets, which is a metal basket that has chains that come down that help catch the frisbees, and the frisbees sort of fall into the basket. So, you know, you'll go out and the course might be par 54 or par 60.
Whoa.
Your goal is to finish with as few strokes as possible.
60? For how many holes?
18 holes. Typically 18 holes.
Okay, so in golf you have, breaking it down, hole by hole, it's usually a par 3, 4, or 5.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you have is that how you do disc golf?
Yeah, exactly. So because we have limited distance and because a lot of our courses are designed in heavily wooded areas, a lot of the holes are going to be par 3. You're going to see a lot more par 3. And you'll see par 4 and par 5, but Pittsburgh, having some of the best courses in the world, does have the really, really big holes, and you will see some par 4s and par 5s, and that's where you end up with an overall par of upwards of 60, 66. You get really high up there because these are really, really long holes that these guys can throw very, very far, and the girls too. We just had the distance competition at the field events yesterday at Moraine State Park, and I think the longest throw was 594 feet, and that's just from out of his hand to hitting the ground.
Okay, well, in golf, I think the measurement that they go with is yards, and a long drive in golf would be 300 yards. So you're saying
that
off the tee, as it were, in disc golf, somebody can drive ostensibly twice as long as that?
What I'm saying is they're throwing in feet, not yards, because they don't go as far as a golf ball does.
Okay.
So we have guys that can throw, 200 yards, 220 yards.
I see. Okay.
The world record right now is actually just over 860 feet.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I was a little confused there, obviously. Now, I understand that like regular golf, you have discs designed to go different distances, working the same way golf clubs do to drive the ball different distances from the pin. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit more complicated because we have, just like in golf, we have drivers and we have, instead of irons, we would have what we call mid-ranges, and we have putters, and the discs are shaped and designed differently to have different flight characteristics. And because we can design courses, and we actually prefer to design courses with obstacles in the way, we have to know exactly what disc to throw, how far it's going to go, whether it's going to fade out to the left or is it going to fade out to the right, and how far to the right or left is it going to go. So there are thousands and thousands of discs, and you have to know exactly what the disc is going to do when it leaves your hand.
Sure, just like when you're hitting a golf ball. And so we're talking with Matt Gregoire. He's media manager for the Professional Disc Golf Association. The Disc Golf World Championships are taking place in Pittsburgh this week. How was it decided that Pittsburgh was the place to play the World Disc Golf Championship?
So every year there's a bidding process, and I'm certainly not the expert on that, being the media manager, but the local club. So this one is actually hosted by the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Society. And they have about 100 volunteers on staff. 3 years ago, they put in their bid to say, you know, we want to host the 2015 Professional World Championships. And, you know, after an extensive process, they get approved for it, and they've been working on this tournament for over a year straight, thousands and thousands of man hours, making sure the courses are good to go, making sure there's the proper accommodations for the 415 players that have come here from 11 different countries. And it's just a big, big event, and it takes an amazing amount of work, and they've all done an incredible job.
How does the tournament work? Is it like, let's say, in the U.S. Open, you have four rounds Thursday, Friday. You have to make the cut to go to Saturday and Sunday. Does it work the same way with disc golf?
Yeah, it does. So we have the everybody across the 11 different divisions. So there's different divisions based on age and, you know, skill level, but they are playing several rounds starting on Tuesday. So they'll either play one or two rounds a day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, actually. So then they do a cut, and then Saturday is the semifinals and the finals.
And how much prize money is available?
It depends from tournament to tournament. Obviously, there's the, you know, local small tournaments, and then there's really big ones where we have prize pools split between the field. I'm actually looking at the page right now, but I don't think that information is going to be up. The winners from the professional division are going to walk away with several thousand dollars. And just, like I said, it varies from tournament to tournament.
Is there a pro disc golf tour, or is it just kind of a tournament-to-tournament thing?
There is. The PDGA actually has something called the National Tour Elite Series. So it's typically 6 to 8 tournaments each year. And the players that go to all the tournaments, they earn a series of points at each tournament based on how they place. And so there's an overall prize at the end of the year for whoever wins the tour. And, you know, we do have touring pros as well. I mean, these are guys that every day, all year, they're out driving around course to course, tournament to tournament, all over the country. They're flying to Japan, Australia, Europe, anywhere they can go to play the big tournaments. That's what they're doing, and that's their life and their career.
This is a big thing. How can people play around here? I'm sure you're encouraging people to take up the game, and are you seeing more people taking up disc golf?
The sport is growing so amazingly fast that it's almost scary. It's like, how are we going to manage the growth that we're taking on right now? I mean, in the last, since March, we've had disc golf highlights on SportsCenter 5 times, which is something we've never had before. And it's just at every level from the bottom to the top, it is just exploding in growth. You can always find courses to play. If you go to the PDGA's website, there's a course directory where you can just punch in, you know, your location. It'll pull up different courses within however many miles from where you type in. And like I said, most of these courses are built on public property and city parks and state parks. And outside of paying to get into the park, if that's even something that the park does, it's basically free to play other than buying a couple of Frisbees, which makes it really great for, you know, people that have never really played before, that don't want to go out and have to buy a whole bunch of stuff. They just want to go play. It's great for families that want something to do, walk around in the woods, and just have some fun.
Sounds great. Matt Gregoire is media manager for the Professional Disc Golf Association. The World Championships are in Pittsburgh this week. Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, Paul.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.